Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Houston, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, spring, spring is sprung.
Oh, it sure has.
Thank gosh. I mean, so anyway, my mind in the spring slips to white wine.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's a category of white wines that, to me, just are springtime in a glass.
Okay.
And these are white wines from the south of France, particularly Côte de Gascogne. But other places, too. And it has to do with the varieties that are used and just the beautiful freshness that they put in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut straight to my wine of the week because it's such a great bargain. It's called La Marina, Côte de Gascogne, the Ocean Cuvée from 2023. $11.
Oh, wow.
Wow. This is a delicious, light-bodied white, perfect for spring. It's made from Colombard and Gros Mansong, two of classic grapes down there.
Okay.
And it checks in at only 11% alcohol, which is very welcome. The aroma is very aromatic. It's got notes of green pears and flower blossoms. And for a light white wine, it is very full-flavored. Sweet yellow pears, honey, and a closing burst of citrus. It's very tasty. I think it would be the perfect choice for a chilled glass as sun sets over a spring evening.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah, too bad, huh? Yep. Here's another good one, and it's a grape that I'm not terribly familiar with, but it's a Flores Picpoul de Pinay.
Mm-hmm.
Pinay is the region, 2023. That's $16, still a pretty good value. Picpoul is a rather obscure white grape that does make an appearance in Chateauneuf du Pape. Pinay is the Languedoc region, which is the hereditary home of this ancient grape. And the wine is known for its acidity, which doubtlessly contributes to the crystal clear brightness of this medium gold wine. I mean, really pronounced brightness to it. The aromas blend dried grass, spring flowers, and lemon blossoms. And the wine is, in fact, very, very crisp. But there's a lot of soft, round fruit balancing that. So it's a nice tension there that I think is very enjoyable. It hits the palate with citric sweetness that dries out, leaving kind of a citrus minerality on the finish. It's a very refreshing, very satisfying wine and perfect for, again, for these beautiful spring evenings.
All right.
I hope I'm painting a picture.
You are painting a picture.
Now, we're going to go way south of France, in fact, off of the mainland and go to the island of Corsica.
Okay.
Which is pretty south.
Yes, it is.
They call themselves the Île de Beauté, the Island of Beauty, for, you know, winemaking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good marketing. There's a brand called Terra Santa that I've become very familiar with. Pretty decent wine. This is the Terra Santa Blanc, Île de Beauté, 2023, $13 for this. Corsica, this is where it's from. It's a blend of Vermentino and Chardonnay. Now, that's
an interesting blend.
Interesting, but it's plausible. It has a pretty gold color and shows a strong aroma of grass, earthiness, and floral notes. The wine is very pleasant, has a lot of personality, medium body, with abundant fruit and sweet Meyer lemon flavors. You'll taste the Vermentino at the beginning, which gives a structure and kind of earthiness, and then the Chardonnay flavors kick in at the end. So as a blend, I thought it was very, 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 very good. So Terra Santa Blanc, $13, that's a good deal. Try these springtime whites from France, they're great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR.